Park City Pioneers hockey team is joining us this morning. They're a Senior A semi-pro level hockey team that will be hosting their last two home games of the season this weekend. Here to tell us more about the Pioneers and this weekend's game is a player owner, Jordan Stone, and a Park City local defenseman, Kevin Hurt. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you. So before we get started, you know, just what is the Senior A level hockey? What is that exactly?
Yeah, it's kind of like a post-retirement league, you could kind of call it. Most of our team is made up of guys who play college, pro, or juniors, and they still want to play competitively, but they just live here in Utah. And the league is kind of made up of destination towns, you know, Vail, Sun Valley, Jackson Hole, McCall, Bozeman, Park City, just to name a few. And yeah, these teams just kind of go to the towns and play competitive hockey games. You know, it's full checking, it's full, you know, NHL rules, and it's just more to have fun. We don't really have to worry about coaches or getting benched or getting scratched or something. It's just more, you know, you're playing competitive hockey with your buddies in destination towns. It gets real rowdy, but it's a lot of fun.
What kind of age levels are we talking about?
I'd say our age range is like 25 to 35. I just turned 30.
Okay, so it's not a geezer league then.
Well, no, I'll chime in and say I'm one of the geezers. Yeah. I'm 37.
37, yeah. You're an old-timer, right?
Yeah, one thing that's been pretty a blast for some of us older guys who played at a high level, for us to be able to play in front of our kids. I've got two young daughters who are also into hockey and are in the Park City program, and a lot of the kids come because they're friends with, you know, the dad, couple of dads that are playing. Tommy Anderson, another player on our team, he's my age. I grew up playing against him in Michigan. He's 37 as well with a young family. So that's a bonus for some of us older guys who have maybe a couple of years left playing at this speed, to be able to do it in front of our families.
So, Kevin, what is your history or your background?
I grew up in Michigan playing hockey, in AAA in Michigan, played Division II in college, and pretty much was done. After that, tried to make it in the Coast League and didn't, but I was fortunate to get an opportunity from Jordan Bobby a couple weeks ago to play against one of the games against Reno, and it was my first game in 15 years, and it was an absolute blast. So hopefully I get another opportunity to play and get another call-up. Yeah, it's great hockey and a lot of fun.
I'll be first to break the news that Kevin is playing this weekend. So
welcome to the Kevin squad, Kev.
Yeah, so Kevin, we'll be going.
And Jordan, what's your history on the ice?
Just retired. I played juniors kind of all around, finished with the Utah Outliers, the junior team that also plays out of Black Rock. Then went and played college in Minnesota, and then played 3 years with the Utah Grizzlies down in the Valley. Retired last year, and I've just been kind of coaching, just still working in hockey the last 2 years. And then this Pioneers kind of opportunity came to me. So Pioneers have kind of been in a standstill ever since COVID. But right when I saw this, when this opportunity kind of came in front of me with the Black Rock opening and me retiring at the same time, and Bobby still wanting to do something with the Pioneers, the stars just really aligned. It's just really cool. We have a golden ticket with this setup. I mean, I think we could be, you know, really a great number one destination for these Senior A, you know, semi-pro teams to come in. And then you obviously have those mountain division rivalries as well, like Jackson Hole, Sun Valley. I mean, those teams have been around for 40 or 45 years playing this Senior A hockey, this mountain town rivalry kind of style hockey. I mean, I think they just celebrated their 45th year anniversary, Sun Valley. That's what we aim to be with the Pioneers.
So let's go ahead and preview what's happening this weekend. We've got a couple games Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we got our last weekends. We're doing a collaboration with Park City High School and the Park City School District. You know, my mom's a elementary teacher also around. So they kind of came to us and they said, hey, let's do like a family night out or a hockey night out, you know, kind of with the Park City High School. And we agreed immediately, kind of do like a school night, like a teen night, and the word is just spread. So that's Friday the 27th, and that is at the Park City Ice Arena, the old rink that we used to play at 7:30. And we have some promotions and stuff like that going on for the students. So it's all Park City students. So if you want to know more about the promotions, it's just right on the front page of our website, parkcitypioneers.com. That'll be a rowdy game for sure. And then Saturday, following night, is our last home game of the year. That is at the Black Rock at 7 p.m. We have a team coming in from California to play us both nights. One thing that we do at our games, just fan engagement and fan entertainment, we have these youth teams of the night or youth organizations, and they're either, you know, 8-year-olds or 6 or 10-year-olds. You know, they just get a team together. They come to the rink. They, you know, they get to meet the Pioneers. They kind of get to tour the building before the game. And then we order a pizza from the Black Rock Kitchen during the game. So they kind of just all sit and hang out. The parents eat pizza, watch the game. And then during intermissions, they're out there doing, you know, a shootout or a mini game or something. And then we have a chuck-a-puck. It's like you buy these little foam pucks, and it's kind of like competition. You throw them all from the stands, and whoever lands closest to the middle of the dot, the center ice dot, you win a prize. That's coming from, you know, all of our sponsors and kind of the community, you know, just helping us out. So that's kind of the fan engagement thing that we do at intermission. So, yeah, it's a real fun time. There's just a lot going on.
And so just again, Friday, it's at the Park City Ice Arena. That's at 7:30. Saturday night, Black Rock Resort Center, 7 p.m. And parkcitypioneers.com is where you go to get more information and ticket information and also to see all about those promotions as well. Guys, thanks for joining us today on the Skinny on Sports. And, you know, I do want to keep in touch with you. And when next season's getting started, let's preview the season and give you a shout out again and keep folks aware of what's going on, because it's great to have hockey here in Park City.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're pumped up. We're really excited for next season and to bring this to the Park City community.
All right. Well, Jordan Stone and Kevin Hurt, thanks again for joining us.